It's 8:15. The Chris Moyle Show.
International Radio 1. Let's bring into the studio Miss Melanie B. Mel B. Melanie Brown. Wow.
Hi.
Hubba bubba.
I'll give you a kiss. Well,
oh, yes, please.
Yeah, friendly one.
Oh.
And thank I brought you that. That says that you're lovely.
Oh.
Yeah. So be nice.
Melanie Brown.
Morning.
Hi. Good
Hiya. You're right.
I've
got headphones on. Oh, lovely. I feel like a singer again.
You know, I never use this phrase ever.
What?
But you look smoking.
This early?
Yeah.
I've just rolled out of bed.
Oh, man, if this is what you look like when you roll out of bed, I want to see what you look like when you make an effort.
Smoking.
She does, but
no, I never use that
phrase.
That's quite an American phrase. Smoking, man.
Look at you. Look at your body. Look at your eyes. Look at everything.
And they're not a little bit red.
Even your ears look sexy.
A little bit. I've got big ears. Whoa. Don't point them out. I'm paranoid.
Oh, are you? Wow. You look. You're really hot. Look at you.
Oh, thank you. That's really nice.
Well,
isn't it?
No.
Do you think that's nice?
I do. Yeah.
Woman,
no. I've just never heard him use the phrase smoking.
I've never
before.
Used the phrase smoking before. But you look smoking.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. Don't look too bad yourself.
Mm.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I mean,
normally radio people are really ugly, but you're not.
Oh, she's got that tired, sexy, gravelly voice.
I always
as well.
Have that.
You look steaming, I think.
I look steaming.
You look steaming.
Steaming. Oh, that's horrible.
I'll tell you what, I'll be steaming. I'll be steaming tomorrow night at the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah, so why is it are you trying to be a singer now? I heard you really going for it.
I've got a good set of pipes on me, yeah.
Yeah, you have, and you were rocking your head and, you know, doing that old boshing thing.
Mm, yeah, that's right. You know all the terms. Boshing.
Yeah, isn't that what they call it?
Boshing.
Yeah.
Boshing.
Oh, what's the weather like in Leeds?
Sunny today.
I think it's
it
sunny.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's sunny today.
Oh, that's nice. And it's always sunny in LA.
When was the last time you were in Leeds?
Christmas.
All right, okay. So you still head back?
Yeah, but more than anything, my family come and see me because I live in LA and it's always sunny there.
Well, yeah. Coming from Leeds myself, if you're given the choice, where are you going to go? LA or Leeds?
Begins with a L, but yeah.
So your family's still in Leeds?
Yeah.
Right, okay. That's
nice. My mum and my dad.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
It is.
Living in a mansion now.
Are they?
Yeah.
Is it smoking?
Mel bought them a village. Each.
I did buy them both a house, though, but it's not a mansion. No, we're very kind of down to earth in
Are
our
your mum
family.
And dad still together?
No, they're not.
Oh, okay.
My dad dates 18-year-olds.
Wow. Wow, your dad's Mark Ronson.
No, he doesn't, but my dad's a very good-looking guy.
But your mum and dad still get on well?
Yeah, very
okay,
well.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
That's
they good. Have to.
Well, that's true.
Mm. Yeah.
They need to get together every week and discuss you.
No.
Make sure that, you know, you're not going off Poffing. The rails. Make sure you're not going mad out in LA.
It's too late.
So do you live in LA now all the time? That's your home?
Not, I've been there for 6 years, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
You there forever?
I'm there forever. It's
really?
A very positive, outdoor, lovely place to be.
You don't have that American twang thing, though. That
no, but my kids do.
Well, they will. They'll have the proper American accent.
Phoenix goes, dude. I'm like, oh my god, get
so
back to
Dave.
Leeds right now.
But normally, when people go, when English people or British people go to the States, they go up at the end of the sentence, don't they?
Oh no, it does
really,
my head in. Oh
really
no,
quickly,
get it together.
Like, within a week of being there, they start. You
oh
know, everything's
no.
a question.
They're obviously very unsure of themselves.
Mm. I'd be like that.
No, you wouldn't.
I really would.
No, you wouldn't.
I do. I pick up accents really quickly, and and subconsciously, I'd end up doing it. I'd end up, everything would be a question.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
And I'd go up at the end of everything.
Oh, really?
Oh, I would.
You did. When we did the show from there a few years ago, for a week, you sounded almost American by the Saturday.
Why don't you come over to the States? They'd love you.
You've never invited
that
me.
Richard, what's his name? What's his name, that
Richard
funny guy?
Richard Blackwood.
No. What happened to him?
Well, what did happen to him?
Oh dear. Let's not talk
Richard.
About that. No, that funny guy.
Maidley.
With frizzy hair. White guy. He's got in. He kind of does his hair in a big bouffon. Very, very funny. Very witty. Very
Russell.
Intelligent.
Russell
yeah.
Brand. Not Richard.
We began with R. I got the start of the name right.
Richard Brand.
And I'm thinking, who's Richard Russell?
He hangs out a lot in LA and he's doing really, really well.
He is doing well.
Yeah.
Why don't you come over?
Oh, well, come on. Can I stay at yours?
Come over for a cup of tea.
Can we stay at yours?
Well, you can visit me for a cup of tea.
How many bedrooms have you got?
You've
got six bedrooms.
How did you know?
Just a guess.
Oh, you're smart.
I know.
Three bathrooms.
Do you have a guest wing?
I have a guest section.
I bet you've got a double garage, and I bet you've got a
I do have a double garage.
Do you have a guest bedroom over the garage?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, build one and I'll come over.
Okay. Hilarious.
Look, Mel's... Look.
You've woke me up. Do you know, when I woke up this morning, I was so groggy, and now you've made me feel a lot better.
Good.
Don't you talk over there?
Sometimes, but I thought I'd stay quiet for this bit.
Oh, he's got a high voice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Talking of accents, I'm actually Welsh. I just don't...
Don't lie. Sense.
I am Welsh.
Don't lie.
I do, I'm Welsh.
Get back off the microphone, you're lying.
It's true. It's
proper Welsh.
He is. He's from Aberystwyth.
I'm from Wales. You know, I used to go camping to Wales every year in Aberystwyth, in Pwelly.
I'm going there, Pwelly.
Oh, how do you say it?
Yeah,
Pwelly. That sounds like you've got a speech impediment.
That's the Welsh language.
Oh, sorry. What's that really long word?
I can't even say that.
Oh, well, you're really not Welsh. Get back off the microphone.
I'm looking at your catalogue, your Ultimo catalogue. Jeez.
My cleavage.
Oh, what?
I've learnt a lot this morning looking at that catalogue.
You've been thumbing through that all morning.
I have. I tell you which one does it for me.
Oh, what? Where?
That one there.
Oh, the bridal. That's my husband's favourite too.
That's
the innocent look.
Yeah, it's nice. And you do,
all in white, all in white.
And
all
you know what?
White.
You do. You look... You do. You look very... For once, you look very... Oh, mind
wait,
mind
I'll...
you, that's nice. That one, the white. That's
no,
nice.
I'm not too keen on that.
Oh, really?
No.
They were taken in LA, weren't
oh,
they?
They were, at my friend's house. Do you know what? I actually have all of it and I wear it every day. It's very comfortable. You got to get your girlfriend one. You have a girlfriend, don't you?
Yeah, I've got many. I've got loads. I'm a stud.
I should have brought you some. In fact, tell me a size and I'll send her some. One of them.
Oh, I don't know what a size is.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a man. Men can't tell.
Is she a double D or a B or a C?
She's what? She's a... What? She keeps telling me she's getting bigger.
Do you have no idea?
What she's
do you have an idea what size your lady is?
Oh, yeah. My God, yeah. Whoa, mama. Hey, this D to G cup, I don't know if it might be too small.
She has
a big bangers the bear there.
She has an ample bust.
Whoa.
Good.
Yes. Mel, she makes you look flat-chested.
No one can make me look flat-chested, trust me.
She has an ample bust and is beautiful.
Good, so you're a bust man. That's good to hear.
I am.
She wears a low-cut top, that's it. I haven't seen his girlfriend's eyes for about 2 years.
You know, when I was flying around in my jet yesterday to Liverpool and Glasgow wearing my underwear,
flying around
everyone
in my jet.
Was looking at my...
Were
yeah,
they?
And not my eyes. I did get a bit offended, but then I thought,
but
you
see,
know
but when
what?
You're on a promotional tour for underwear, then that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
That is. You expect people to look at the
absolutely.
Underwear, but once in a while, a glimpse at the eyes is always good.
It's only polite.
Yeah.
What?
I like how this microphone sounds.
It's sexy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So, are you... Let me... I'm going to ask you lots of questions, but I don't, you know, so just tell... If
just ask it.
Answer what you want.
Go on.
Now, your boobs, they real? Did you have surgery on them?
Do you want to feel them and find out?
Oh, Mel, don't. Seriously.
I'll let you feel one of them.
Oh.
Here, look. Come on over.
Oh, no, I can't. Although, I don't
he's
want to
scared.
Upset
he's guests. Actually scared.
No, do you know what it is? My girlfriend will be listening. And she's driving my car this morning.
Oh, what car have you got?
I've got, well, at the moment, one which is... in mint condition, and if I feel your boobs, I'll come back tonight.
It'll be a three-wheeler.
Matt, you know, can I just say,
sorry, darling,
I'm
accidentally ran into a lamppost three times.
I'm going to boast. When I got back off Spice Girls tour, my husband bought me a Bentley.
What is
how about
what
that?
What does he do, your husband?
He's a movie producer. And actually, his movie just got signed off with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, cool.
2 weeks ago.
Very good.
He's very excited about
it.
You're
going to be in it?
No.
Oh, you should. Just really discreet in the background.
No. Listen, I saw myself, a clip of myself on Coronation Street as an extra the other day, and no thanks.
What year was that then?
I think I was about 17,
okay.
Packing shelves.
And you were in Emmerdale, weren't you?
My sister was in Emmerdale.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, she was in Emmerdale for a while,
and
wasn't she?
Footballer's Wives, yeah. I think she was in.
Oh, never mind.
Go on, ask me, what else? So you've asked the real question. I didn't answer that.
Oh, no, you didn't answer that.
No.
So that's, yeah, so Mel's had...
Because I asked you to touch one and you won't, so I'm not going to answer it.
But what, so you're saying touch them and then tell
touch
me if I...
Touch one and then, yeah, you can do the test.
I'll do that then. But then you've got to see if mine are real.
You wouldn't pay for them, would you?
How rude. There are many women that we know would give their...
For the record, by the way, I was pointing at Chris and not you at the time.
I can tell you 100% these are all natural. But I ran yesterday and my nipples bled, so I've got very sore nipples.
Can I just... I saw you. I just Googled you and I saw you on that running thing. You only ran for sport relief for like 27 seconds. What's that about?
No, we've been running all day.
All day?
We've been running all week.
Mm. All right, I'll let you off.
Tell you what,
your run did look a bit crap.
I'll let you feel my calf muscles.
No, thanks.
Oh, yes.
They're good, actually.
Oh, yeah, you love them. Where's your husband? In America?
My husband's listening to me right now in the hotel.
Ah, well, he's miles away. We've got good security. So if you want to feel mine, not a problem.
Okay, so go on. What's your next question?
I don't have a list. We're just chatting.
I thought you said I'm going to ask you a lot of questions.
I'm going to ask you, but so I just wanted to know about the because I'm just out of curiosity. But yes, yeah, so the answer is yes. Mel's got fake boobs.
I never said yeah. You're just too scared to feel one.
I said I will. I'll come round. All right, I'll come round now.
Sure? Go feel one.
All right. I can't look. I'm going to look away.
Do you know what? I'm intrigued by the fact she said, come and feel one. Maybe one's fake
and
one's real.
If you feel two, but you know, that's just pushing it a bit.
Normally, you get them both done.
Oh, God. On your elbow first.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do that. Is that
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I'm not going to go, hey!
No, don't do that, because I'll slap you.
All right. Oh. And that just adds to it.
Go on.
Okay, you ready?
Go.
Okay.
That was the worst grab ever.
Well, do mine, and then I know my limit.
That's fine, you've touched one.
Was it?
Fake.
No!
The thing is, though, but you outed Victoria's having fake norks as well, didn't you?
No, Victoria's it was squished. Oh, look what you've made them do. It was squished. You squished it.
Mate, and it's not even that cold in here, man. Seriously, calm down, behave.
No, I've always had ample-sized boobies. Right. Me and my mother and my sister.
They're bigger. Come on, they're bigger. There's no doubt about it, but they're, it's a good job. It's good. I do feel soft.
He's done a good job.
He's described.
Dominic, you're not having a go. Get out.
Get out of the studio, pervert.
She's not a piece of meat. She's not just there for the groping.
Why have you turned up early for news anyway?
He walked in blowing on his hands.
I'm just here to prepare for news. You crack on.
Oh,
wow. So what was the answer to that?
Yes.
Well, don't you start, Welsh boy. Back off. We've moved on from that question.
Welsh boy.
We've moved on.
They're very soft.
Okay.
Your husband's a lucky man. Although, you see Mel here sitting there smiling everything. I reckon I reckon you can be a real, pardon the expression, handful.
Handful. Do you know? No, I'm very easy. Oh, no, I do get a little bit moody
looking
sometimes.
Like a little bit.
Yeah, but you know.
I once saw Mel having a row with an ex years ago at some concert thing, and I turned up late, and they were out in the corridor of this arena, and they were bellowing at each other. I mean, proper, like, rah, 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 rah.
It's good to get it out.
And we were, I won't now. I'll wait until there's a record on. Yeah. And then, you can tell me if mine's real.
I just got that joke.
Tell me if mine's real or not, Mel.
Again, you wouldn't pay for that either, would you?
I'll only let you touch the one.
You've done a good job.
But it was so, we had to walk past them to kind of get to our seats. Yeah. And literally, rah, 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 like that. And we literally tiptoed past. And then I think you look, I can't remember, but I'm almost certain you saw me out the corner of your eye and you went, hiya, and just kept it. So you acknowledged me, but then kept in with the arguing.
That's funny. No, it's good to get it all out. I believe in good communication.
Are you happily married now? You're all happy and sorted and in love now?
I am for once. I'm doing it proper.
Well, good.
Yeah, he's lovely.
Try and stick with this one for at least a year.
No, I will do. It's been a year already.
Oh, well done. That's
congratulations. Well, that's what they do in America, isn't
good
it? Team. You know, I've been married for a year.
Seriously, Mel had shifts at Burger King that lasted longer than some of their relationships.
I actually worked at Burger King,
I know.
And Pizza Hut.
You worked at Burger King on the... I think you worked at the drive-thru at the roundabout.
Never a drive-thru. I don't do drive-thrus.
Which one did you work at?
In
Burger
Leeds.
King. Yeah, but which one?
Yeah.
I thought you worked at the one near the police station and the roundabout near Halfords. I always thought you lived up to that
one. That was my lucky like it, wasn't me?
Oh, okay.
She lied to you. Don't start with me, Welsh boy. We've moved on from that question.
Hang on a sec.
I said the one in Leeds.
Which there's loads in Leeds.
The one on Brigget.
The one on Brigget? The one in town?
I love that word, Brigget. It's so Leeds.
Was it that one next to Topshop and Top Man?
The exact
I worked
street.
At Topshop on Brigget.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And I worked at a jean shop on a Saturday too. The
Which
one that
one?
Played really cool music in that centre on the corner.
What, of the arcade?
Yeah, in one of the arcades, the main one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, there's a little Leeds right. conversation going on. Dan.
Where are you from?
Me, I'm
oh,
from
don't
Hong-
start.
I'm a long story. I'm from Hong Kong.
Stop.
I am.
He is.
Why are you here then?
Why?
For the money and the fame. He was hoping he might be able to touch up some famous people.
Oh,
that'll never happen.
No, it won't.
I'm from Hong Kong. I was born there.
Really?
Yeah.
And so when did you come over here?
Oh, do you know what? I won't bore you with this really
No,
long
just
story.
Tell me when.
When? I came over here when I was 11.
Oh, and do you speak the Hong Kong language?
A little bit. Enough to be impressive in a Chinese restaurant and embarrassing back there.
That's good to know. Mm. There you go. See, it was quick.
Listen, back to your happy marriage.
Yeah.
Am I right in saying that tomorrow
what will about
be your
it?
Wedding anniversary?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh. How did you know?
Because it's on our sheet in front of us.
Oh, don't ruin it. It makes me look like I know all about her. So tomorrow's your wedding anniversary. It's your first wedding anniversary.
Yeah. I got a big rock.
Really? He didn't even buy you a ring? Nothing?
A rock from Scarborough.
What a cheap man. So you're gonna be, what are you going to be in England tomorrow?
You'll I'm going to be in England, yeah.
So he's going to take you out?
No, I don't think so. We're going to celebrate when we get back.
He's American, right?
Totally American.
So does he know
from
London
New
well?
York.
Does he know London well?
Have you he's been to London a few times.
Have you taken him to Leeds?
No, not yet, actually.
Blimey.
You should take him to Burger
on
King on Brigget.
On a pub crawl.
Yeah. Take him out in Leeds.
Huh? Leeds is very posh now. Don't diss Leeds. I love Leeds.
I love Leeds.
It's really posh. It's got lots of nice wine bars now.
Yeah.
Oh, you can speak.
Really? I'm too scared to talk.
Okay, good. I like it a lot.
By the way, if you're scared of her now when she's in a good mood.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
Could you imagine?
Oh.
Do you know what? Actually, my first job, tell me when I can't stop talking, was
okay.
When I was
That's
on,
it right now.
I
no,
was
no,
on the
joking.
Lottery and I was Mel's stand-in. When we did rehearsals, I was you.
But you're white.
I don't think they cared. Oh. I was just your stand-in.
Oh, that's nice.
I knew all your dance moves and
Mel,
everything.
Are you black?
Yeah.
Good God.
Half and half, can you
changed.
Believe that?
half and half? all right, look, we're going to do a break for the news.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and talk about everything else.
Okay, good.
And
are we doing all right? We're doing
all right. Yeah, it's all right.
I'm enjoying myself.
Hey, listen, I copped a feel. I'm loving this interview already. This is good.
Can't believe I let you do that. I'm going to be in so much trouble now.
And you know what? Before the end of the interview, you'll let me do it again. Because I think you enjoyed it.
I loved
were you,
it.
Were you surprised at how soft my touch was?
I was surprised that you didn't squeeze it a bit bigger.
But, you know,
bigger.
Because I didn't want to burst a silicon. I didn't want anything... I didn't know what's in there. You know what I mean? I don't want...
You're a gentleman, aren't you, with your groping?
Yeah, either that or he hasn't got a clue.
A bit of both. You know, I don't want it to pop out.
What was that?
What was that?
It's a popping noise.
Oh. Oh, lovely.
Isn't that nice?
You're such a child. Go on then, break for news.
Well, we are, but we're gonna play a little... I'm going to play...
What song?
I'm going to play... Well, no, we're not. We're going to play a little advert, and then we're going to do the news, and then we'll be back with more of sexy, voluptuous, the fake-breasted Melanie Brown...
I love you think that they're fake.
Seriously, one's looking one way, the other one's looking the other way.
Really?
I'm not saying there's a gap between them, but she just put headphones. She's resting her headphones there.
Oh, bless you.
Right, more with Mel in a bit. Right, going to play a record and then more with Mel B. Do you know what? By the end of the interview, I reckon we can snog.
What, you and her?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what? I think we're working backwards. I've gone from feeling her boobs already.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go backwards by the end of the interview.
Swap numbers.
Yeah. you got a record, Mel. You can chill. Chill for a little. Chill. Right, 20 to 9.
Hello to all our listeners across the USA, from New York State to Florida and live across LA. And hi to everybody in Canada as well. We've never ever been there, but we hear it's a nice place.
Pigeon Detectives at Radio 1, and this is an emergency. What have you done, love?
I forgot my goggle things. Things.
Your goggle things.
I just spoke to my lawyer and I'm going to do you for sexual harassment.
No, I've got the tape. I'm
going to get a lot of money.
No, you're begging for it. You know that. You're like this. Come on, have a go. Grab them, touch me.
I've brought your lady, one of your ladies, a bra.
One of my ladies.
Yeah.
What size is it? Is it B, C?
Well, it's got these silicone pads in it, so it makes them, like, look really great.
Alan, put this bra on.
It's a size... Oh, it's a really weird size, actually. It's a 36A.
Wow.
But that'll fit you.
Yeah, that's about right for you.
Put it on.
Well, he's not a 36, but yeah, but...
Don't you already have your boyfriend's underpants on, so put the bra on.
I don't think I've ever touched a bra, let alone wear one.
Hey, watch this.
Feel it.
Come on. Oh, wow.
See? Wow, you are.
Wow. Are you wearing one of these?
I'm not telling you. You should know you've just sexually harassed me.
Come on, touch me up. Come on.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have a go. You've never done this ever.
What do I do? I think...
Well, just put your hand on each.
Please do it better than what Chris did.
That was weird.
Hey, I was very gentle.
You were terrified.
I was.
Just admit it. You were terrified. Go forward.
Mel, you did just say to him seconds before, I'll slap you if you do it wrong. Yeah.
Put it on, Alan, and then do that thing that you were going to say about you want to
see if I can undo it with one hand.
Oh,
I've never been able to do
that. That's a good trick.
Do you want to try it with you now?
No, because who says I'm wearing one?
I know you're probably not wearing any knickers, Mel. Some things never change.
Do you know what? I've always worn knickers.
That's not true.
Always. You will never see me shot in, like, one
of those car positions.
That's not
true. Remember that time you and I got drunk on cider at Roundy Park?
Well, let's not talk about that on air. Then.
Look at Alan.
It's like really strange. I've got them upside down.
Take your top off, Alan. No, come on, do it properly.
Go on.
Don't be a prude.
Go on.
Oh, you've got a T-shirt underneath.
Oh, everybody picks on you. I feel sorry for you now, Welsh.
Don't feel sorry.
Well, you picked on me the most today.
I know, I like it. I can't help it.
He's got one of those faces, isn't he?
Yeah, you just want to pick on you.
Right.
Oh, can I say a shout out to my girls, Emma and Jerry and Victoria and Melanie? I love them.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. Who are
best
they?
Best friends forever and ever, amen. Just, you know, a few bandits.
Lasses from Leeds.
Lasses from Leeds.
Too big. It's too tight.
Hey, by the way, Mel.
What?
Victoria's in.
It's Adam Dunn.
I'm not talking about my mates like that. I love them too much. Ask her to cop a feel and
that's
you
a
decide.
Yes as well. I said to her once, I'd love to touch her breast. She said they're sitting in a surgeon's office in LA.
Shut up. Hey, have you seen Emma's new haircut? She's gone into a bob. She looks gorgeous.
No, I saw a photo. Were you all at the Glamour Awards?
Yeah, me, Jerry and Emma.
Yeah. And how is everybody all right?
Everyone's great.
Yeah.
I love them. We text each other. We hang out together.
So do you see Victoria when you're in LA then?
All the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you live near each other?
No.
Right, okay.
LA's a big place.
I know it's a big place.
It's a long drive everywhere.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Well, Hong Kong's a big place.
It is a big place.
Let's have a look.
What are you looking at on your computer? Talk to me.
Looking at a picture of you.
Putting pictures of, yeah.
Ooh.
I'm trying to, you and, it's your birthday last week.
Yes.
Happy birthday.
I went to Miami.
Did you?
Yes, at the Delano Hotel.
Now, I stayed there.
Oh, it's don't lovely. Tell us. Bungalow 8.
Oh, you did have a bungalow?
Yeah.
I had a penthouse.
Oh,
and, yeah, but I was really disappointed. I got bumped up to a penthouse and I thought, wow, we're in the penthouse. There was a floor of 4 penthouses and one above it. I'm like, well, that's not right.
It's still nice though, isn't it?
Me and my husband just bought a place in Miami, part of the W Hotel, which is so sexy.
Miami's very nice. Miami, the Delano, whatever they call
Delano,
it.
Delano, get it right.
Oh, I called it the Delano. When we got there, they went, welcome to the Delano.
Oh, yeah, no, they're a bit like that.
That was the one where I had my accident.
You had an accident.
Yeah.
What was your accident?
Put it this way. Without going into too much detail, you know how hotels like that are very white? There's lots
very
of,
white,
there's lots
like
of
my
white.
House.
Yeah, and all that. Well, Chris had an accident.
What, did you do something? Did you do a
huh?
You didn't follow all the way through.
I had a bad, bad tummy.
That's disgusting.
I know it was.
I had to chuck the sheets out the window.
Oh, anyway. That's
people
not
are eating their
breakfast.
That
that's
not true. That is disgusting.
Cocoa Pops, no.
That's
that is disgusting. Oh, you still got your bra on. Oh, Alan's wearing the bra. Got his bra on.
How does it feel?
Weird, in fact.
Right.
You're like the worst drag act ever.
Yeah, he is. I always rub my lipstick.
See if you can get
no
off.
No way. Because I had surgery to get rid of my boobs.
Oh, so you did? Did you have man boobs?
Yeah.
You
really did. It's odd to have them back.
Oh.
Don't like it.
You don't like it. I love boobs. The bigger the better.
I'm quite fond. Mm. I like mine. No, I want to get mine reduced.
No, you are what you are.
No, I know, but they're too...
Embrace yourself.
Seriously, they're too... Mine are bigger than Mel C's. Mind you, I'm saying that, so are yours. And you've had
I've
reduced.
Seen Mel C's and she's got an ample size. Leave my girls alone. I'll
look,
love
Mel C,
or I'll deck
Mel
you.
C is a sweetheart, and you know, and we love her very much. We had a show the other week, but let's
did,
be honest,
yeah.
Seriously. Dolly Parton, she
ample
ain't
size.
Not.
No.
Come on, it's like two cherries on an ironing board, Mel.
Listen, for all the small-breasted women out there, it's fine. It's lovely. It is what it is.
She's got none of them, though, has she? She's got none of the Mel B's.
Melons B.
Melanie Bosoms.
Come on, see if you can get Ella's bra off one-handed.
Do you know as well?
Go and do it. It will fasten.
I'm too big.
Oh. Well, you're too big for it.
It's quite a small-sized bra.
It is a small-sized
bra. Right, let me find out what else you're up to, Melanie B.
Go on.
You're still Melanie B, by the way. Your husband's B, isn't he?
Belafonte, yeah. And I'm Melanie Brown. But I haven't changed my name yet.
But he'd still be Mel B, though, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That's nice, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, I can tell you what I'm doing. I forgot I'm, you know, I should promote myself, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I've just finished two TV shows. I've got one called Singing Office that is out on TLC at the end of June.
Right.
I did that with Joey Fatone. And then I'm launching...
Now, is Joey Fatone... That's Joey Fat One.
Joey Fat One, yeah.
Yeah.
And he knows he's fat, so it's
right,
fine.
Okay, but his surname is
Fat One.
Fat One.
Are you saying that? Do you not think that's
oh,
funny?
Oh, yeah.
Because he was
I
the Fat
it.
One
that's
in NSYNC. And his surname's Fat One.
Hello, Joey Fat One.
I never realised
that.
Don't
call me
very
that.
Funny.
I don't like you. Yeah,
no,
like
he's a very
that.
Cool guy, actually.
Is he all right?
Very cool guy, yeah. And so I've done that, and then I am about 8 songs into my album. I'm
right.
Working with Scott Storch, J.R. Rotem, Damien Elliott. Well, they did all Britney and Beyonce and...
Whatever.
Well, they're really hot producers,
well,
anyway.
Well, Whippy do.
So, yeah, it's great. So I'm hopefully getting that out in October, my album. And then I've got my clothing line that I'm launching, hopefully, through a TV show. And... lots of sunbathing in LA and hanging out by my pool. And
yeah, you got a terrible life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Awful. Driving my Bentley with my blinging watch and my rock. Not bad for a lead.
Where did it go wrong?
Yeah, where did it go wrong, Mel? Where did it all go wrong?
I love it.
Do you know what? If you own Burger King in Leeds.
Yeah.
And this girl comes up to you and says, I'm you from the future. And I can tell you what your life's going to be.
Yeah.
Look, do you want fries? I'm off in 5 minutes. Don't give me grief. No, I'm you from the future. And you're going to be in the biggest girl band in the world. Make millions of pounds. You're going to go to America. You're going to have a thing with a man that you'll regret who went really weird on you. You'll be on Dancing with the Stars, which is like Strictly Come Dancing, but they changed the name. And then... to cop it all off, you'll be touched up by Chris Moyles. You'll be like that. No way! I wish!
I would be very excited. You've made my trip, Chris.
How long are you here for? How long are you in London for?
I leave on Monday to go to Monte Carlo.
Are you going to get a chance to meet up with Lee Francis?
Do you know what? I hope so, because I've got Saturday and Sunday off. I'm not
you
working.
You two get on?
No, yeah, we do.
Because we were saying... Because you know Craig David.
Craig David.
He hates that.
I know it does.
But you love...
I love
Aldo.
It. You've got to embrace it. You've got to take the mick out of yourself. Mm. It's boring, isn't it?
Exactly. It's nice when... and they don't really do it because both selects are not on anymore. But I loved when... you go in a scene with Lee as you, but you both be wearing the same outfit.
Yes, left print.
Both be left print.
Oh, on a serious note, we have to give our condolences to Pat. You know, the lady that was stabbed from Leeds.
Oh, right.
She's
okay.
Actually my mum's friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
She used to babysit me.
Good God. She must have been a strong woman.
She was. I just want to give a shout out. Okay, we can go back to normal now. Go
Jeez,
on.
Could you imagine babysitting Mel?
Wow. You know, I was called the wind because I used to run wind. Everywhere. Not that wind.
Oh, I've just done a big fart. Ooh, woofing up.
I know you want me, Chris.
In more ways than one. Come on, Chris. My husband's in the hotel. Come right back at car park. We'll have a kiss and a cuddle. Ooh.
Do I really sound like that? I know Keith makes me sound like
no,
that.
No, you sound... No, no. When you go home, do you get more northern?
Oh, yeah. I want to talk to my mum and my sister. I get more northern. Oh,
I am proper.
Yeah. It was my sister's birthday yesterday, actually. She went up to Brighton.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Did you go with her?
No, oh, she was going on like a sexy weekend with her man.
You changed. You could have come along. Hurry up in there. It's happy hour. Steve's down at bar getting shots in.
That is very funny. Right. You are very funny.
Well, I've got. Let's wrap up everything. So, Mel is currently promoting the Ultimo underwear range, which is available in Debenhams.
Oh, that's nice, yeah.
Mm. She looks very hot. There's a little. We've got this little brochure and. Wow.
I actually had dinner with the guy who owns Debenhams last night. It's
really
lovely. Really down to earth. Look
at that. Look, that's lovely. That's nice. And my favourite one is also Mel's husband's favourite outfit.
It's a sign.
It is. It's a sign that we're both letchy men. Put that white one on again, love. Match your days on. Go and get me a tinny wearing that white outfit. Are you doing the... you reporting on the new Dancing on the Dancing with the Stars? Are you doing reports?
Yeah, I did
them,
but it's finished now.
Oh, it's done.
Oh. Yeah, done.
Who was in when you did it? When you did your Dancing with the Stars, who was in it? Was Heather Mills in your one?
No, she wasn't. Who was in my one?
Don't know.
I forgot.
What was it, 2 years ago? No.
It was last year.
Last year.
Oh, Wayne Newton, Mr. Las Vegas.
Oh, was he?
Wasn't
like
it? Weird. Really nice.
Weird?
No, really nice.
Really?
Helio, the little midget guy who's a racing car driver.
No, no, him.
Don't like him.
No, really?
Yeah, you won it. Who else?
He's a midget racing car driver.
Well, they're all small, aren't they? It's like being one of those...
I don't think that's his official title. That Mel might have been added a little bit.
See, I'm thinking about the little fella that's on fan.
He can't see over a wheel. He has to have a cushion.
That's very funny. But I tell you, I interviewed, is it Lisa Marie Presley? No,
yeah.
Not Lisa, Priscilla Presley.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow, I got to interview all of them this season. She is a lovely lady.
She's had work done, though, as well, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah.
She,
oh,
yeah.
What? Seriously?
She has, but I think it went a little bit wrong, but, you know, that's awful.
Mel would never go under the knife.
No.
None of the girls would.
No.
Victoria is as pure today as she was this time yesterday.
Leave my mates alone.
I like Victoria.
I love Victoria. My mates.
We get on very well, but seriously, that's one boob job, isn't it?
So ask her husband.
Why didn't you just say, look, here's my surgery. Go to him. He's so much better. He doesn't leave a gap between the two boobs. Makes it look real. Steve don't even know.
Oh, my dad's going to love listening to this show today.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Dad.
Dad.
He'll be so proud, won't he?
So
Dad, when I touched your daughter's breast, it was so gentle, honestly. It was like a gay man touching the breast. In fact, it wasn't even that, was it? Oh, wasn't it? It was very
weak.
Sorry,
Dad.
It was very weak when I touched
my
you.
My dad's going to come over and deck you.
I wore my special pouchy pants today, just in case you got frisky, yeah?
Oh, you did? What colour are they?
They're black.
Oh.
You know, once you go black, you never go back.
Yeah, exactly my point.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or half and half.
I guess I do say some funny things.
Half and half. People text in going, Arthur who? Who's this fella?
That's funny.
All right, well, so run me through today. So, I don't want...
Today.
Thursday today. What you got?
Yeah,
you got,
well, I here? Landed on Wednesday and went straight to work. I did this thing for Coronation Street.
Right. You're going to be
I
in
I love
it?
Coronation Street. No, they're doing, like, their 50th episode.
Oh, okay,
and,
right.
Yeah.
That, 50th? Coronation Street? That had 50 episodes
no,
already?
50 years.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
50
sorry.
Episodes.
Duh,
it's on three it's times early. A week.
Shut up. And then I went to Glamour Awards, won Best Band, which was lovely.
Did you get drunk?
I got a bit tipsy.
Because you must be one of the few celebrities that actually walked out of there. Well, everybody else got carried.
And then I got changed in the back of the car and went to go meet Mary Jo Blige and Hayden. We hung out and drank margaritas. Yeah, my celeb friends. How about that? Take that. And then, what did I do today?
What are you doing today?
So you got seeing you and well, then
next
I got a
next
photo
with
shoot.
Trevor.
You went with Trevor?
Yeah, I wanted to go and see
that'll
Trevor.
Be, after this, that'd be such a boring interview.
Oh, I like
now,
Trevor.
Listen, do you know who that girl is?
She's from Big Brother. Yeah. Somebody told me. She's got a right mouth on her.
Oh, she was a gal.
She was not very nice to
you
people.
You would have hated her.
Mm. You would have chinned her.
Really? Do you want to hear one little clip of her talking?
Go
and
on,
I know what you're like. You'll be like that. Oh, I don't like it.
Let's have a listen.
This is her when she was in Big Brother house in the diary room.
Go on.
All right.
I think just because we have loads of water fights in this house, I didn't think he'd take it seriously. He's telling me this blah blah blah, I'm telling him this blah blah blah, and he's telling me walk in the room. I was going to walk in the room and then walk back out and keep arguing, and I thought, you know what, I can't bother. So I went to the tap, run water, and I actually thought he'd find it funny. I didn't think he'd take it as a serious insult to him or anything like that. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to do it because I'm trying to be evil to someone or something, but wow. I really didn't think it was that serious. I just thought it was a bit of fun.
Oh wow, I've got to go and talk to that.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Although I think she'll be scared of you.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll just walk in there and punch her.
No, don't do that.
She's a lot quieter this
just
way.
Walk in and go, Trevor, nice to see you. Pipe down, nobody.
Well, you know I always have
I started a Burger King. You'll finish there. Now sit down and don't look me in the eye. I'm friends with Mary J. Blige. Put your face. Do you want to touch him? Get off.
Hilarious.
Well, have fun and...
I will.
Give us a ring, we'll go out.
Yeah. Do you go out a lot in London?
I don't go out. Do you know what? I don't go to the places you go. I go to
what
pub.
Are you talking about? I go to the pub.
No, you weren't in the Rose and Crown where Mary J. Blige slipping.
I go to the King's Head.
His pub
in
doesn't
Nottingham.
Do margaritas.
What?
His your pub.
Oh, it's just wine and
ask
beer.
Ask for a margarita in my pub, they'll chuck you out.
I asked for a woo-woo once and they looked at me.
What's
stupid.
What's a woo-woo? Oh.
Bit of peach snaps. Bit of vodka and some cranberry juice.
Oh, shut up, Welsh boy. Can't
really nice.
It. Can't take it.
Picture of it, I'd recommend.
I tell you what, seriously, when it comes to vodka, Alec could drink his all under the table.
Really?
Oh, right. Proper.
Mm.
Give him a pineapple lager, he's on the floor. But if you're going vodka to vodka...
I wouldn't go near it, smells too bad.
I can't even... We were in a bar once in Cardiff, and he ordered something from the bar that was on fire. And everybody was like, whoa!
A Zambuca thing.
And he's like this. Oh, that's nice. Let's have another one.
Oh, I like you now, then.
Oh, thank you.
Oh yeah, you would.
Sorry if I've been horrible to you. I feel bad now. Have I been horrible to him?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I've enjoyed it.
Am I fine?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah. I didn't scare you?
I piped down
well. Yeah, a lot, but...
Okay, good, that's good.
I think you enjoy scaring me.
I love it. I really, really love it.
We are a handful. Trust me.
Well, you know, first-hand knowledge, so to speak.
Only one hand.
But you didn't squeeze it.
Don't look, I'll come around there and go, hey, if you want.
Now, did you wake up this morning I'm going to touch Mel's boob?
I was hoping. Imagine if I did that. I might break my nose on then.
Yeah. Are you going to let Trevor Nelson feel your boob?
No.
No?
Do you know what you should do? You should stroke his big bald head.
You'd yeah, like he's a sweetheart.
You'd like that.
He's really sweet.
He'd get really embarrassed if you do that.
Yeah.
You should do it. You should really come on to him.
Why?
Because he'll get really embarrassed and uncomfortable.
No, he's married with kids. I know him. Is he divorced?
Yeah. 2 minutes past.
Do you know
nine.
When I mouthed that? She went like that. You don't go, oh, he's divorced. Oh, crack on then. Oh, tiger.
Oh, I feel sorry for him now. Divorce is horrible.
He's all right, though. He's a good guy. He's
when
one of the good
guys.
Divorced?
I don't know.
Just look, I don't want to discuss his private life on our show.
Are you ever going to get married?
I'm divorced.
Are you?
No.
You're not going to get married?
I don't know. One day, I'm sure, you know...
Do you believe in marriage?
I don't not believe in it.
Right.
I know you do. You've had about five. I think you're just addicted to wedding cake, you.
This is my second one. Back
a
off.
Second marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Back off.
Stay like that.
What?
What?
That was... Dave no, said back me. Off, by the way.
Sorry.
That sounded like he swore.
Really?
But yeah.
Oh, I genuinely didn't mean this. Sorry, I was repeating you going, back off.
It sounded like you were doing a cocky accent swearing.
It certainly wasn't that.
Let me clear that up. Dave said back off, and it sounded like it was a rude word. Right, let's wrap this up and get out. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Good luck with knickers and bras.
Thank you.
And Have a nice day. Tomorrow's your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, thank you. I will. You're lovely. Yeah, I'm having a really nice time here.
Good.
And we'll go for a drink. I'll take you to the Nag's Head and we'll down a few.
Nag's Head?
Oh, wherever.
Okay.
Well, Alan's knows a bar around the corner. We'll go around and get some shorts down.
It's Soho generally.
What?
Good combination. I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, lovely Mel B.
Thank you.
Mel B! Hang on, where's the clip? We've got Lee doing it here somewhere. Oh, go! I'm Mel B! Right, Dave, see this link. How do you get to today's track from yesterday's track pulp? Do you remember the first time?
Pulp is what you'd be left with if you scooped out the middle fleshy bit of a grapefruit. Grapefruit is a good source of vitamin C. C is the first letter of a lot of words in the English language, such as canal boat, cockroach, and of course, cricket. Cricket is a popular sport involving stumps and wickets and googlies and stuff, but it's also a type of insect that lives predominantly in hot weather. Leave me alone. Back off.
Stop saying that.
I've lost it now, right? Crickets rub their legs together. Together Forever was the number two hit in 98.
Tickle time!
For Rick Astley. Time. Rick Astley is from Newton Le Willows. Do you know, weirdly, actually, you do link this next record because you did a record a while ago with a lady called Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Yeah, I did.
And today's tedious... I won't go any further.
Today's
track is Missy Misdemeanor Elliott and hopefully the Fatboy Slim remix of Gossip Folks.
That's the best remix.
That's the one.
Love it.
Yeah. Back off!
Tickle time!
Tickle time!
One more, tickle him one more time.
No, don't. Do you know what? You scare me.
Right, Mel B, nice one. And Missy Elliott's today's link.
I think just because we have...
Shut up! That's a Fatboy Slim remix, of course. That was the one you asked for, Dave.
Indeed.
Gossip Folks, Missy Elliott, Seamless.
Seamless link, except for the fact that apparently there's no pulp and grapefruit.
Oh, do!
Other than that, bang on.
Oh, do!
She was scary, wasn't she?
That's my impression. That's why she's called Scary Spice,
well,
dude.
I understand now.
She ain't no Baby Spice. She's Scary Spice. Tell you what, though, what a great night out. Imagine going out on the lash with Mel.
Mm.
Have a few beers, get a kebab. Anybody who gives you any grief should slap them in the chops.
It wouldn't be dull, would it?
Oh, no. She's in a good mood. I think we did well.
Good luck, Trevor.
Good luck, Charlie.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to roll a tape on that. Who are you? What were your big brother? I bet you any money Charlie says nothing. I bet she says nothing during that interview.
Which will make a change, won't it?
This is on the One Extra Breakfast Show with Trevor Nelson and Charlie from Big Brother's co-hosting.
You don't choose to go gobby against Mel B, do you?
Yeah, I'll go nose to nose with Mel B. Put her over my knee, she gives me any trouble. Or she'll punch me in the face, one or the other.
Mm. She did say that several times, actually.
I'm going to play you saying back off, by the way, from earlier. Did you think?
I did, actually.
Well, as I say, I haven't heard this back, and I apologise if it sounded like an obscenity, because it was genuinely very innocent.
Because I looked at your face and you was laughing, because you went, back off! And you looked at me and just go, what?
Yeah. Well, no, it's because she just said that. Mm.
Good girl, nice to. And, yeah, fake. Right.
So what do you reckon from the field test?
Do you know what, from the field test, I'd say they're real, but the fact that she didn't deny it, that's what I'd say. And I'm whispering because she's on the phone in the other room. She's on the phone going, yeah, he touched me up and everything. Yeah, and I got his address. Yeah, yeah. She'll get a few grand out of that.
She's on the phone to West Yorkshire Police.
Hello, my name is Melanie. I don't live in Leeds anymore, but I don't know number for down here.
Oh, she's looking at us. I think she thinks we're talking about her.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Right, miles away.
Mm.
Let's get on. Thanks for all the text messages, by the way. People texting in saying it was really funny and they've really enjoyed it and had a good laugh, so good. And please, she's a good girl. Mel, you won't mess with her, but she's a good girl. I'm looking at her there now. She's on the thing. The weird thing is, when she smiles and laughs, you go, oh, she's lovely. And that smile drops and you go, oh, God.
Mm.